Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Sota Lamed Vav, Sota 36b, pagination is 72. We're starting from the Gemara that's in the wide lines, counting down from where the wide lines begin, about 10 lines in middle of the line. Yosef Shekidei Shem Shamayim Beseser, Yosef, who sanctified Hashem's name in private, he was tested privately in a certain way and he passed the test. Hosifu Alav Os Achas Mishmo Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem added a letter to his name. In a specific pasuk, we'll see that there's a letter Hey in Yosef's name, Yehosef, and that's a tribute to him for passing that critical test. If you'll skip down about four lines at the end of the line, the Gemara relates the story with Eshes Potiphar, the wife of his master. Vayavo habaisa la'asos malachto. Yosef came to the house to do his work. Skip a line. Ve'ein ish me'anshei habayis, the pasuk continues. And there was no other people in the house. The Gemara wonders, no one else was in this house? It was a big house. A lot of people involved there. And the Gemara explains on the next line, Tana devei Rabbi Yishmael, Oso hayom yom chagam hayu. It was their holiday. V'holchu kulon leves avodas kochavim shalohem, and everybody went to their place of worship. V'hi amra lohen cholahi, and this woman claimed she was sick and she wanted to stay home. Amra, she said, Ein li yom shenizkak li Yosef kayom hazeh. There's no greater opportunity to seduce Yosef than this day, because he won't go, because it's not his religion, and I won't go with an excuse that I'm sick, and she would be able to act upon her fantasy, her desire to be with Yosef. At the end of the line, Ba'oso Sha'a, at that time, when Yosef was being tested, and he was in the same room with her, Ba'oso De'yukno Shal Aviv, an image of his father Yaakov appeared to him. V'nira salo b'chalon. It appeared to him by the window. Amar lo, and Yaakov said to him, Yosef, asidin achecho sheyichtevu al avnei eifod ve'ata b'neihem. The names of your brothers are going to be on the eifod, by the garment, on the garment of the Kohen Gadol, and you would be with them. You're supposed to be with them. Ritzoncha sheyimach hashimcha mebeinayim. Do you want that your name should not be there? V'tikra roa zonos, and they're going to call you that you went with immoral activity. Miyad, immediately, Yosef took a hold of himself. He controlled himself, and he passed the test and was not with the woman. It's interesting, number one, that the appearance of his father came b'chalon, in a window. The concept of a window, whether it has a glass pane or it doesn't have a glass pane, but the concept of a window is that it's very much here, but it's in a different room. You can ignore it. You can say, it's not here. It's not in this room. Or you can say, well, but it's right here. And that is really the choice that Yosef has at that moment. His father's presence is noted, appears to him, by the window. Do you slam the window shut, so to speak, and ignore it? Or do you accept that reaching out of this vision and get a hold of yourself and pass the test? Another fascinating observation is that we're being told that an extra letter will be given to Yosef, added to his name, because of this incident that he sanctified Hashem's name in private. That extra letter, that hey, is not. It's very critical. It's not just that Yosef's name did not get deleted from its potential of being on the Kohen Gadol's garments, but that letter hey actually completes, as we see on Amud Aleph of today's daf, the 50 letters that were required, and there were only 49 until this hey was added, which is how the Rambam learns the Ephod in Klei HaMikdash, Perek Tes, Halacha Tes. The Rambam has Yehosef as one of the names on the Ephod. Let's skip down to about 12 lines from the bottom, where the Gemara continues and explains how the letter He was actually added to his name. When was it actually done? In other words, he earned it when this incident occurred and he passed the test, but he didn't actually get it bestowed to him until the following story. The first words on the line are Domin Levered, and then we begin. Omer Rav Chiya Bar Abba, Omer Rav Yochanan. When Paro told Yosef, you will be given supreme rulership over the people, he made him his viceroy. Amru itztagnine Paro, the advisors of Paro objected, and they said, Evet shalakha rabo be'esrim kesef, a slave that was bought over here in town, tamshileu, Aleinu, you're going to make him rule over us? Amalohen, so Paro answered, Ginune malchus ani roebo. I see qualities of royalty in him, meaning Paro saw through his status as a slave and realized that he was sold into slavery, but really he's a person of nobility. Amru lo, so they told Paro, Imken yehe yodea b'shivim lashon. If that's true, and he's royalty, and you want to make him royalty, so then he has to know the 70 languages. What's this about? So there was a concept in Mitzrayim that the ruler had to know 70 languages. The question is why? And perhaps the explanation is because the strength of Mitzrayim was that it was a center of commerce. And in their time, they apparently did not necessarily have one universal language. Instead, the person who would be the center, who would be the man, the king, the center of their culture and society, was a person who could bring all the different languages together. He knew all the languages. And if you wanted to be royalty in Mitzrayim, you had to know the 70 languages. That's what they respected, a person who could bring it all together. So the Gemara tells us that the night before, anticipating this dialogue, Bo Gavriya Velimdo Shivim Lashon, Gavriya went and taught him the 70 languages. Interestingly, just a few pages ago, we learned that Gavriel is the angel that even works with Aramaic, that he truly controls all 70 languages. He knows them, he's able to teach them. So he taught them to Yosef. Lohafa Kogomar, at first Yosef was not able to learn the languages, he couldn't absorb it. Hosef lo os achas mishmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so they added a letter to Yosef's name, a letter of Hashem's name. They added the letter Hey, V'lamad, and then he was able to learn the 70 languages. Shenemar, that's the Pasuk, Eidus B'Hosef Shemo, his name is Yehosef. B'tzeso el Eretz Mitzrayim, he was in Eretz Mitzrayim, and Sfas lo yadati, a language that I didn't know, Eshma I was now able to know. Ulamachar, and therefore the next day, Kalishna de Ishtoi Paro Bahadei, any language that Paro talked to him in, Ahadurle, he was able to answer back. Ishtoi Ihu Beloshana Kodesh, but when Yosef turned around to him, so to speak, and told him, Lashana Kodesh, the holy tongue, Lohava Kayoda Mayhava Omar, Paro didn't know that 71st language. Omale Agamri, so Paro said, teach me the language. Agamri velo gomar, he tried to teach him, but Paro couldn't learn it. Omale, so he said to him, Ishtavoili delo magalis, swear that you won't reveal this information, that there's a language that you know that I don't know. Ishtavolo, and Yosef agreed, he swore that he wouldn't tell. What's the link between the incident of Yosef where he earned the hay and the incident where he needs to know the 70 languages, so he's given that hay at that time and therefore he merits to know the 70 languages and pass the test in front of Paro? So we have this concept of who is the man. So in Egyptian culture, Paro was the man because he knew 70 languages. That was besides his royal lineage or whatever, but that was one of the criteria. In our definition, who is the man is a person who can pass the test. Yosef is a righteous person. And therefore, the hay that was given to him because of his passing the test, the significance of that greatness is what grants him the ability to learn these 70 languages and come across as being the man, the person who can bring it all together. In the words of the Nefesh HaChayim, a person becomes a Merkava LaShechina, a chariot for the heavenly presence, a place where Hashem is comfortable resting, a Koech Ma'asef L'chol HaMachanos, a person who can truly bring it all together. And that was Yosef, and he merited it by passing his test. But it comes across in Mitzrayim through these 70 languages. The Gemara continues and tells us that later on, Yosef wants to fulfill his vow to Yaakov and bring his body back to the land of Israel. And Paro doesn't want. And Yosef says, I swore to my father I would do it. If you don't let me keep this oath, then I'm not going to keep the other oath either, which was that I won't reveal that I know a language that you don't know. That showdown is also following the same theme. Paro has the impression that he's the man. He can bring everything together. And Yosef is telling him, no, you're not the man. Yaakov is the man. When Yaakov came, he was able to give a blessing that the famine should end. Yaakov is the true gadol of the generation. One other thought, it's interesting that the Sanhedrin, the high court, the supreme court of the Jewish people, had 71 people on the court. And we're told that Mordechai, because he was on that court, he knew all the languages. It comes up in the story of Purim, that he knew all the languages. What's the idea of knowing all the languages? So on a halachic level, it's so that the judges can hear testimony in whatever language and understand and be able to cross-examine. But on a higher level, in terms of philosophical attitude, it's not just a technicality. These people were the people who brought it all together. These are Hashem's word of law in this world. And such a person is proper for him to have knowledge in all 70 languages, not just 70, but even the 71st, as we're saying, that Lashon HaKodesh is not included in the 70. It's in addition a 71st. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.